spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report.
Full article. Penske's quiet week masks a 27% quarter as dealership peers stay negative. Penske Automotive closed at 217,001 cents, only 3.8% below its 52-week high. But the latest advance came on 0.7x 13-week volume and with pressure gauges cooling. Research brief. Penske Automotive Group finished the week almost flat, up 0.1%. But its 12-week gain of 26.9% keeps it well ahead of a weak auto and truck dealerships group.
The trend backdrop remains active for a 14th week, while market dynamics are still positive but less forceful, leaving the setup constructive yet no longer accelerating. Key points. 1. PAG closed at 217,001 cents, 90.2% through its 52-week range and 3.8% below the $225.52 high. 2. The stock is 23.4% above its weekly trend line and 38.4% above ShareMaestro fair value, showing strong demand but a wider valuation gap. 3. Volume was 1.4 million shares, equal to the 52-week average, but only 0.7x the 13-week average, so the latest move lacked full participation. 4. Consumer cyclical stocks fell 2.5% on average for the week, while auto and truck dealerships declined 1.2%. PAG was slightly positive and ranked fourth in its industry over 12 weeks. 5. Activity pressure is positive at 1.53, and relative strength is positive at 15.72. But both readings have cooled by roughly 16% over 4 weeks. Near high price action pauses without breaking the trend. Penske Automotive Group ended the week of 28 August at 217,001 cents, a marginal 0.1% gain that kept the stock close to its 52-week high of $225.52. The short-term follow-through has slowed, with a 0.5% 4-week return, but the wider move remains substantial. PAG is up 26.9% over 12 weeks, 38.9% over 26 weeks, and 20.8% over 52 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active, with the stock in a 14-week active streak and trading 23.4% above its trend line at $175.91. That distance supports the constructive regime, but it also raises the importance of how the stock behaves near high ground, particularly with the close already 90.2% through its 52-week range. Dealership outperformance stands out in a weak group. The sector and industry context make PAG's resilience more meaningful. U.S. consumer cyclical stocks in the ShareMaestro universe averaged a 2.5% weekly decline, while the auto and truck dealerships industry fell 1.2% and is still down 7.8% over 4 weeks and 3.5% over 12 weeks. Against that backdrop, PAG's 26.9% quarterly return ranks fourth among 22 industry names. Breadth is mixed rather than broadly supportive. In consumer cyclical, 51.0% of stocks have active trend signals and 66.0% show positive activity pressure, but only 29.0% show positive relative strength. The dealership group is similar, with 54.5% active trends, 63.6% positive market dynamics, and 31.8% positive relative strength. PAG is one of the names carrying all three positives, which separates it from much of the group. Volume leaves confirmation incomplete. The main reservation is participation. Latest volume was 1.4 million shares, in line with the 52-week average, but below the 13-week average of 1.8 million, giving a volume ratio of 0.7x. That is a softer confirmation profile than the late July breakout phase, when volume reached 4.5 million shares in the week of 24 July, as the stock gained 7.2%. ShareMaestro's signal read is balanced. The trend backdrop is active and price remains well above the weekly regime level. But activity pressure shows no fresh buy state. Market dynamics remain positive at 1.53, and relative strength is positive at 15.72, yet both have declined by about 16% over 4 weeks. That combination points to a constructive stock whose momentum has lost some urgency. Risk is centered on valuation distance and near-high exhaustion. PAG's premium to ShareMaestro fair value is 38.4%, with fair value at $156.85. A premium can reflect strong demand, but it also increases sensitivity if momentum fades or sector risk appetite weakens. The latest risk profile is not extreme.
13-week volatility is 3.4%, close to the 52-week rate of 3.5%, and the last 26 weeks include 16 higher weeks against 10 lower weeks. The next test is whether buyers can push through the recent high with stronger volume, or whether the stock continues to stall just below $225.52. Watch the trend line as the key weekly regime level, activity pressure for confirmation or fade, and whether volume can move above 1.5 times average participation on the next decisive price move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.